This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. $4.23 for a gallon of gas. That is the AAA national average. More in some places, obviously less in others, but still a lot. And it's putting the squeeze on a specific category of workers in this economy who are more price sensitive than most. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has been talking to some rideshare and food delivery drivers.
Anthony Ariano has bounced between rideshare and food delivery apps in Los Angeles for the last few years, driving for whichever one gets him the most money. And recently, gas prices have become a big part of the equation.
It's definitely cut into my margins. Like, I feel like at least a day's worth of earnings is going just directly towards gas.
He recently switched to grocery delivery to cut down on his mileage. Now he's looking for jobs that don't require so much driving.
To just find a place where I can just go to work and just only worry about commuting.
The apps have taken steps to mitigate some of the extra costs for drivers. Uber, Lyft, and Instacart are charging consumers an extra 40 to 55 cents each ride. But that might not be enough, says Sergio Avidian with the Rideshare Guy blog.
When headwinds like this show up, like the pandemic did, or the gas prices now, people are not dumb anymore. They just quit.
A Rideshare Guy survey earlier this month found rising gas prices had caused more than half of drivers to either cut back their hours or quit. And that's bad for business. Uber says the number of active drivers has held steady, but if gas prices stay high, they could threaten the industry, says Sam Abu El Samid, an analyst with Guidehouse Insights.
It's always been tricky to actually try to make money on this.
Uber and Lyft narrowly achieved operating profits for the first time last year, but it took raising prices for consumers. With people more comfy on transit and in restaurants now, Abu El Samid says there's not a lot of wiggle room to raise prices again. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.